The Haftorah for Parshas Miketz is taken from Melachim Aleph, Vayikat Shlomo Vinei Chalom. And the obvious reference to the Parsha, as the Haftorah is always related to the Parsha, is simply the words. Here is a king that wakes up from his dream, and Paro, a king, wakes up from his dream and needs somebody to interpret to him. The similar words, Vine Miketz Shaim Yamim Ufaro Cholem. Vid Miketz means not that he woke up, but at the end of these 2 years when Yosef is in jail and he needs somebody to interpret the dreams that he's seen with seven fat cows and seven skinny cows swallowing up the fat cows. But I think there's another association between the Haftorah and the Parsha, and that is that in this week in the Haftorah we read about how Shlomo resolves and comes to the truth about two stories that two women tell about who was the real child. The woman comes and says that these two women were sleeping in the same place, and one of their babies died, and the question, who's the real mother? This woman claims that the other woman, her baby died, and it's the living baby is hers, and that the other woman had taken it from her and put the dead baby next to her and essentially stole her baby. And how do we resolve this? So Shlomo HaMelech in his wisdom says, okay, we'll cut the baby in half and give half to each one. And the true mother, who loves the baby, says, no, give it to the other woman, but don't kill the child. And the other one says, no, cut the baby in half. And if Shlomo says, the true mother is the one who loves the child and wants to save it. And in our parsha also, through Yosef's wisdom, when he says that Binyamin, that the Matachas is in with Binyamin, and Binyamin will be his slave, and Yehuda comes to the fort to protect Binyamin, and the hidden love that they had as brothers, which was so lost, so tragically lost and culpably lost when Yosef is sold by his brothers, that love, brotherly love, comes to the fore through Yosef's, this mysterious Egyptian viceroy, says that Binyamin will be his slave. And Yehuda, as we'll read out in the next pasture, says, take me instead. And it was, he stands up for the, and puts himself at risk and says, take me instead to protect a son of Rachel. And that is part of Yosef's wisdom. What he wanted to do was create a situation that love and that brotherly love would become accentuated, and which was hidden in their hearts, and he brought it to the fore. And that's the parallel between the story of Shlomo and his decision, and this Pasha and Yosef.